tell you the truth, passion alone isn't enough to build a successful business. A business is in fact successful before it even launches, before you even go into the market, only if you do the right market research. And that's how you really create a business with a proper marketing strategy. All of this information that you gather, use it well and let it inform you on how to build a proper business with a strong potential to thrive. It's a good business potentially that you can get into, because kune chankura. Be helping you do the same by teaching you how you can start and build a business that thrives. If you're new here, I'm Ansela Nombewu, and for the past 7 years, I've been helping entrepreneurs, corporates, personalities build their brands, start new businesses, launch new product lines, and so much more through my PR and marketing agency, Ralinka Media. And for this next 8 weeks, I'll be helping you do the same by teaching you how you can start and build a business that thrives. In module one, which was about 2 weeks ago, we learned a little about how to find a purpose so that you can build a business that you love and enjoy. And in module two, we covered how you can do a competitive analysis for your business to ensure that your idea is viable. If you haven't watched those episodes, do yourself a favor and go and watch them now. This week, we're touching something that's highly critical. In fact, 35% of businesses fail because they miss this step. That is your market research. To tell you the truth, passion alone isn't enough to build a successful business. A business is in fact successful before it even launches, before you even go into the market, only if you do the right market research. And to do this right, you need to actually find out and know what's happening in the market that you're intending to get into. Understand what your people like. Where do they shop? What do they enjoy? What do they hate? What makes them tick? How much money do they have? Where can you find those people? Who else hangs around with those people? How old are they? What race are they? If your product cares about race, you need to know every single thing about your intended customer. To do this, I often go back to journalism school. When I was at the University of Johannesburg studying journalism, we learned about the 5 W's and an H, which is something that you use in storytelling or news reporting. But at Ralinka Media, we also use it heavily when we conduct our market research. The 5 W's and an H are who, what, where, when, why, and how. You need to answer those questions when you want to start a business. Who's my customer? You need to get very specific. Who are they? And who will be buying this product or service? What's their gender? What is their age group? What do they like? Who is that person? What are their interests? What are they all about? Where do they eat? What do they enjoy doing? Every single thing. Often we call this a customer persona, where you create a personality or a persona of that ideal customer. That's the who. And then there's the what. In the what, you need to understand, what are they doing with their time? Where do they spend their time at? Are they going to malls? Do they go to work? What do they enjoy? Do they enjoy specific products? Maybe they like eco-friendly products and products that are more safer for the body. Or maybe they like convenience, for example. They want something that's quick and is brought to their doorstep. You need to understand, what do they like and what do they like doing with their time? Because time is the biggest currency. And then there's the way. Where are they? Are they in Johannesburg? Are they in South Africa? Or maybe they're in Ghana or Zimbabwe or Malawi. Where are they? Because that actually informs where you open, for example, a physical store, if you want to open a physical store, or maybe it will be an online store, because maybe your customers don't like going to malls or stores. They rather sit on their phone and scroll to make a purchase. So you need to understand where they are and where they spend their time. When? The when is very critical. At what point in their journey or in their life do they make a purchasing decision specifically for your product? Is it people who purchase your product when they are thinking about getting married, for example? Or maybe they are wanting to start new businesses? Or maybe they are starting a new chapter by having a new job, or they are moving into a new home, for example? When are they making that buying decision for the particular product or service that you're creating? And there's why. Why would they benefit from your offer? And why should they come to buy from you instead of everybody else that's there as your competitor in the market? You need to understand that specifically. Why you and not anybody else? And then finally is the how. How do they make their buying decisions? Do they sit on TikTok and scroll, for example, to look for hashtags and reviews? Do they maybe go on Instagram? Or maybe they're going to a mall and they just shop around doing some window shopping. When they see something they like, they buy it. You need to understand how. How are they making these decisions so that you can market to them the right way? Are you pushing for reviews? Are you pushing for influencer endorsement? Are you pushing for advertising, for news? What are you pushing for? You need to understand that. And the easiest way to do this is, number one, for you to go on Google. Sounds simple, right? It really is that simple. Just go and do a Google keyword search. So if I'm to pick up from an example that we've been using since last week, which is our pet dental care business, go on Google and search pet dental. The moment you press dental, Google auto completes, right? It's showing you what many other people online have been going onto Google to search for. Then you see all of that information that's auto completed, and you know people are specifically looking for that. When I search for pet dental, few examples come up from dental insurance, pet dental powder, etc. Now I already know people are looking for this kind of services. The second thing that you then need to do while still on Google is to scroll down a little bit, and you'll see related searches. These are related searches to your initial search that shows you what people are looking for, specifically what people are looking for that's related to the business that you are trying to create. The third thing, highly critical and so easy to do now with technology, is to go and open up your Google Ads Manager. Let me show you how to do it. Go ahead and go onto your Google Ads, log in, and once you've logged in, click on Tools, and then go to Planning. You see this is Keyword Planner. When you click on there, you're able to see the Discover keywords, or you're able to search those keywords and see how they're performing. This is really great because it helps you really understand whether your idea is great, the search volume, how many people are searching for that idea monthly. You're also able to really understand how the competition is like. Is it high? Is it low? Is it medium? And you're able to also see how much you could possibly pay for every click if you were to run ads for your business. What's nice is that you can also use your competitor website if you don't want to use keywords for this. Once this is done, you'll be able to see what's already working in your market. What are the customers loving? What do they hate? What do they want more of? And most importantly, what are your competitors doing, and is it working? Because if it's working, then you know exactly what to do for your business. After you're done with this, the next thing that you do is to go to your favorite online shop. So it could be either Takealot or Amazon, for example. Go and run a test using those keywords on those platforms. With this pet dental care brand that we're trying to create as an example, let's head over to takealot.com. Here, you're able to just type in one of our keywords, pet dental. And as you can see, these are the brands that come up quickly. Dentamax, for example. There's also a non-bell dog dental kit that comes up. Already, this tells you that these are the leading brands when you're trying to buy a product that's similar to the business that we're trying to create. These are the top products on Takealot. You can see how much they're selling the products for. You can see when the products were listed. You can see how many competitors are there. And you can even see the reviews that people have left on this product. And these reviews can tell you a lot about the product. Are the customers happy? Are they not happy? If they're unhappy, you already know what not to do and how to improve your product to ensure that your customers are happy. You can see how many reviews are there. This can really also help you understand how big the market is, for example, for pet dental products on Takealot South Africa. Some reviews are 5-star, some are 1-star. You can get to analyze what makes a review a 5-star review and what makes it a 1-star review. These decisions are critical to helping you create a business or a brand that works for your intended customer. Now that you're done with this part, the next thing that you do is to go onto social media. So, for example, you go onto Twitter, onto Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or even YouTube and see what people are saying about the industry you're trying to get into. For this business idea, we'll be going onto Facebook, for example, and searching pet dental care or dental chews or any of the keywords that we have and see what comes up. What are people saying? Are people saying, oh, I can't find this for my dog. Where can I buy it? What questions are they asking? What insights are they giving you? This you should jot down because it will help you create a brand that wins. Go on to all of the comments of your competitors on social media as well. What are their customers saying? Are they happy? Are they unhappy? Do they have questions? What do they like? What don't they like? All of this information that you find on social media will help you make strategic decisions for your business. Now that you're done with spying on your competitors on social media, now you need to check and see what they are doing in terms of advertising and if people are actually buying your competitors' products. The way in which you do this is by going to your Facebook ads library. You go onto Facebook ads library, and when you get here, just enter your competitor's brand name. And here, you're able to see what they're doing. Are they running any adverts at the moment? How many adverts are they running at the same time? You're able to see how long they've been running those ads for. If they've been running ads for a long time, it means that maybe it's working. You also get to see how many people are following them, how many people are interacting with them. You get to see also the kind of copy that they use. Are they using pictures? Are they using videos? If they are using copy, how great is the copy? How does it sound like? Get to all of this information so that you can understand the advertising behavior of your competitors to help you further strategize for your own brand. Now that you're done with checking the behavior of your competitors in terms of advertising on Facebook, the next thing that you want to do is to also check their business credit as well as their financial reports. So some companies release financial reports annually. You can check those, or you can go to platforms like the South African Credit Bureau or even platforms like Dun & Bedstreet to check their financial behavior. Here, you want to look for a few things. You need to look at their revenue estimates, right? How much money are they making in this business? You also need to look at the debt that they have versus the revenue that's coming in per quarter or even per year. Are they financially stable or not? And you can also check if they're paying their debts on time, or maybe they're not paying their debts at all. Are they struggling to pay their suppliers, or they always pay their suppliers on time? Financial indicators can also show you or give you an insight of how this industry is performing. If they're performing financially well, they have less debt, or they pay all their debt on time, you know that it is a business potentially that you can get into, because Chankura. Okay, perfect. Now that you're done with that, the next thing that you need to do is to go and search for industry-related events that are happening within your city or a place that you can go to where your target audience is. The easiest way to do this is to also search for your keyword type of events on platforms like Quicket, Howler, Eventbrite, etc. Here you are able to see all of the upcoming events, and you can select one that works for you and your business. At these events, take in as much as you can. What's great is that you'll not only meet your competitors at these events, you're also going to meet your potential customers, and you can use this as a space to create surveys. You can talk to them one-on-one, understand what's working and what's not working, and how they want you to solve the problem that you're solving for. And you should also follow key players in the industry on social media, and if you've got other networks that you can connect with them via, you need to connect with them, because you wanna always stay on the loop in terms of what's happening in your industry. Because if anybody knows more than you, it means you've let go and your business might not survive. That's how you really create a business with a proper marketing strategy. All of this information that you gather, use it well and let it inform you on how to build a proper business with a strong potential to thrive. Let me just give you a final tip. Last week I told you guys about Awesome, which is this amazing platform that I enjoy to use for this process. You can also use Awesome for this particular section of your business planning, which is your market research. Go to the link below right now. I've left a link for you. You can go onto Awesome and you can put your competitor website onto Awesome, and it will be able to generate a whole report for you that will help you understand that particular competition. What are they doing? What's working? What's not working? And it can even build for you the customer personas that I was talking about earlier that can help you understand your market better. And that's it for how to create a marketing strategy and connect marketing research for your business. Until next week.